This is 5-on-3. Center ice for all things Islanders, Rangers, and all news across the NHL on WFUV Sports.
Welcome to this week's episode of 5-on-3. I'm Sophia Smith, and I'm joined today by Lydia Perner, Emma Leonardi, and Tucker Austin on producer. Today, we are, of course, going to talk about our local Metro teams and take a look at the current standings. But first, how's everyone doing today?
Tucker?
I think everybody's sick? Everybody's sick or tired based on what we talked about before the recording today. Yeah. I'm doing pretty all right. I mean, broadcasting's been a lot for between women's basketball, men's basketball, and football. Juggling all of those at the same time, like while they're overlapping, has been kind of difficult, but it's the last football game of the season this weekend, Fordham at Merrimack on Saturday, so you get to finally end the football season.
Finally.
It's kind of sad for the seniors. I mean, like, for the seniors at the station, because obviously, like Brendan and Chris, they won't get to call a game again at Fordham. I'm going to get to call them all next year, though, so it's bittersweet, but for me, it's very, very sweet, because I get to just focus on basketball now.
I feel like every year when we get to the end of the football season, it's always like, oh, darn it, Fordham football's over.
Oh, darn it, the 1-9 Rams. We don't have to watch them play football anymore.
Yeah, but then you get sad, like, oh, Brendan and Chris or, like, Lou and Evan. Like, you know, they're not on a call anymore. But, Fordham football is definitely pretty forgettable. But, yeah, I'm just exhausted. I don't know how my eyeballs are still functioning. Like, this morning at 9 a.m., they weren't working. I don't know how they're working right now, but I'm here, and that's what matters.
That's what matters. Yeah. Emma, how are you?
I feel like, you know, like reiterating what everyone said, I feel like everyone's like sick, and I also feel like I was having this discussion with my roommate Grace McCarron. Shout out. I feel like everyone's just ready to be done with the semester.
Yeah, I'm so ready.
That's
I'm
not so good. Done. Usually that happens like right after Thanksgiving, but like it's happening
now.
Before Thanksgiving this year.
It started last week.
Thanksgiving
for me.
Is late like, this year, so it just feels like we're waiting for Thanksgiving break, and then after we come back, it's
We only have a week after we.
We're
come
like
back.
Gonna do nothing like, after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so it's like it's basically over. When you get to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and I'm so ready for it to be over, and I'm so ready for December because that's when my Rangers season ticket package starts. I don't know why it doesn't start until December.
All
but
my
you know
friends
what?
Go abroad in the spring. I just remembered that.
You might be lucky because the Rangers spent the entirety of the first month of the season
so,
being
like,
incapable
literally won
of scoring
one
at home.
Game at home. So like I'm like, you know what? This is perfect. Anyway, yeah, Lydia, that's sad. All your friends are leaving
Owen
you.
Tells me he's going to be my only friend in the spring, and I'm horrified for that.
We're here.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I got three friends right here. What are we doing?
Okay.
He's, like, holding that against you. Oh, it's unimportant.
So, to get into some general NHL talk before we get into the three local teams, the NHL future is very bright. Celebrini and Bedard both had hat tricks last night. Two of them... the two of them are both in the top three of point scorers this season. Celebrini is tied for second with McDavid. They both have 30 points, but Celebrini has played one less game. And Bedard is right behind with 29 points. MacKinnon is in first place, no surprise to anyone. He has 33 points. But the Blackhawks and the Sharks both won last night. Celebrini's hat trick was the only three goals scored by the Sharks, and he had the OT winner. And, I mean, I love both of them, but I love Celebrini, and I love the Sharks. And this is, like, so exciting for me.
The future's in good hands.
Yeah.
I almost just fell off my chair. I honestly am more impressed by Macklin Celebrini than I am Connor Bedard
too.
In the sense that I watched Celebrini a bit at BU because I would think, like, I was a freshman in college, and, like, I'd go home every once in a while, and he's a generational player right in your backyard, so I'd always go to BU games, and I thought he was good, and thinking about, like, the World Juniors, too, his performance in the World Juniors, I just didn't think he was, like, special compared to Connor Bedard. But I think Celebrini has had even more noise around him than Bedard recently. And to the point where I'm like, oh, like, is Connor Bedard even, like, as good as he was supposed to be? But, like, yes, he is. Celebrini just is that good. And part of me feels like because the Sharks were, like, bad, they're not as bad now. Like,
they're
actually quite good. I don't think it's sustainable, but, like, they were bad, but they had vibes, like, Toffoli, Smith, and, like, the sleepover with Celebrini, like, them three, where, like, the Blackhawks had no vibes, but now, like, you get Frank Nazar, like, you get Connor Bedard a friend, so now there's vibes there, too, so, like, now I feel like both players, the fact that they're, like, performing so well is so cool. And, like, both teams are actually playing quite well. Again, I don't think it's sustainable. But, like, imagine, like, a Sharks, Blackhawks, like, Eastern or Western Conference, like, finals.
All right, settle down.
That would be electric.
I feel like we have a long way to go before
that.
Oh,
we have a complete
And there's a
season.
Monster in the West that I don't think anybody's going to stop.
Who, Colorado?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
How is anyone supposed to stop the Avs?
They're like they're literally first in like every category.
I tried to tell everyone for so long that while they were missing Landeskog, they were gonna be like basically forgettable and not be able to put anything together in the playoffs. But now Landeskog is back. He scored his first goal since coming back. What is it? First goal since like 23, 22, I think. But still, when a team gets their captain back, especially a guy like Landeskog, it changes so many things. So they're back to being like pretty much right where they left off.
In
when they were, at the top of the league, Stanley Cup champions, like, this Avalanche team is back, so.
Yeah, and I, like, when I was, like, doing, like, research for this show, literally the Avs are first in every single category. Like, MacKinnon leads in points, they're first in, like, they're first in the league, they're first in, like, goals for, I think. So,
I just feel like there's no good teams this year in the NHL.
Well, so they have the Avs.
There's
have,
no great teams. Great yeah. team. The league is the full
Avs,
of good teams.
The Avs have 33 points, and then the next is, I believe, 29.
But I just, like, it's like in previous years, you can always point out, like, oh, like the Lightning, Avs, and, you know, insert a couple other teams are, like, lighting up the league. Last year, it's like, oh, the Panthers, Oilers, Winnipeg, like, those teams were lighting up the league. This year, it's like, you're kind of like, I know it's only like 20 games in, but you're like, who's good?
Yeah, the you Avs know? Have 31 points, and then Carolina is next with 27.
Yeah. I don't even think the Canes are that good.
No, yeah. So. We'll talk later about
I mean, the Canes are still mildly injured, I think.
Yeah, I think they're.
But that's another thing. Injured. It kind of feels like everybody's at least
mildly
injured.
Yeah. I mean, Matt Rempe.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Such a devastating loss.
We can talk more about the standings later though. But I want to the Winter Classic jerseys were revealed today.
Ooh, yes.
The Rangers and Panthers will be facing off in Miami on January 2nd, and I'm so excited.
Kind of a weird like, Florida really.
I know,
but like I get it. They're gonna get a good turnout.
Half the appeal to the Winter Classic is like you freeze your butt off in the stands.
I know.
Yeah, right. That is the point.
Florida makes me so mad sometimes as a team.
Oh, no, they make me furious.
Paul Maurice is the man.
I famously quoted to, again, roommate Grace McCarron. I was like, how can a team win the Stanley Cup when they can't even grow ice normally? Like, they're not even in a place where ice, you know, naturally occurs.
They got to air condition their arena
like,
so
yeah,
they can actually
they have
build
to,
the ice.
Yeah, like it's just insane. But
It was 40 degrees in Florida last week, I think.
If it doesn't snow,
falling out of the trees and dying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, if it doesn't snow on the day that the Winter Classic happens, I think it's going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
Just.
No, but I feel like this Winter Classic was made for me because, you know, I like the Panthers, too.
That's crazy. I completely like both teams.
But, you know, obviously, I like Rangers first, always. But except with these jerseys, I kind of like the Panthers one more.
I like the Panthers one more.
The Panthers one is disgusting.
I'm underwhelmed by both of them, though.
Yeah, they're both trash.
I feel like I don't get the...
I mean, I'm about to drop, like, $300 on it in the morning, so, like...
Wait, who are you going to get?
Well, okay. This is actually a really good question that I'm open to people's opinions on.
Okay.
No.
My plan the whole time was to get JT Miller because I wanted to get him he had a bad game last night, but like I love JT Miller. I've always loved JT Miller like when he was on
but
his first
stint. Don't you have him in Centennial jersey?
No, I was going to get him in the
get
Centennial
Igor?
Jersey and I got Igor cuz okay. Miller's was sold out.
It's a nice looking like white jersey.
I don't
but
like
do I just
it.
Run back Cooley for a third time?
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's pretty on brand.
Do I need three Will Cooley jerseys?
That's entirely up to you. How big of a Will Cooley supporter do you think you are? A two jersey supporter?
Oh my
or three
god!
Supporter?
I crashed out on on Sunday. When was the last Rangers game? Oh my god, Sunday! I'm gonna tell this story and it's just not relevant at all. But I was in the locker room post game, and my new like post game procedure. Is that the word? Procedure?
Yeah.
I feel like that sounds like an operation.
Post-game ritual.
My new post-game ritual when I'm like covering games is like I always go to the player where no one is. Mm-hmm. Like everyone usually runs to like where the camera is because that's usually like the player that you want,
it's like,
the storyline.
Tends to be the order.
Like everyone went to Quick over the weekend because that was like the fight. But then like Fox, Miller, and Cooley, no one was at. So I like only one other person was at Fox. So I was like standing at Fox, but poor Fox, I had my phone there. But I wasn't listening to a thing he was saying because I knew behind my back JT Miller and Will Cooley were both available. And I was like, oh my God, this is the first time Cooley's been available
just
at a game.
You're just thinking about the next
question.
I'm
going to go to. So I was like, I kept turning around. They sit right next to each other, shoulder to shoulder. So I walk over and I'm the first one. And I was going to go to Cooley, but I'm like, I got so self-conscious. I was like, why would someone go to Will Cooley over the captain when both are available? So I freaking went to JT Miller. And then by the time I could go to Cooley, I was done. I was done for. Everyone was there. And, like, again, you're shoulder to shoulder. So, as is, like, instead of, like, it being, like, two, like, spats of people, it was, like, one big blob. So, there was, like, nowhere to move. So, I was cooked. I got, like, JT Miller content, but, like, who gaff? You know, I wanted real Cooley content.
At what cost?
At the cost of Cooley. And I was crashing out about it. I was like, darn it. And I was texting Kurt about it. And he was like, you should have went to Cooley. I'm like, what does that say about me if I go to Will Cooley over the captain?
But again, like, is anyone really thinking?
I thought
that? You think I
thought you were super devoted to Will
the
Cooley.
Things
like,
I put on the internet about that man, I need to play it safe. Like, I need him.
That's what a burner is for, Lydia.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's like so easy to figure out what my burner account on Twitter is because it's like 99%.
It's just
Cooley.
Like Will Cooley or like I love Will Cooley, something like that.
And Daniel
you're,
Jones.
You're revealing it, Tucker.
Oh God.
But again,
it's not that hard to find.
No, it's like you'll see it. You'll be like, yeah, that's like definitely Lydia's. But yeah, that happened.
I like the Panthers jersey.
I don't like the Panthers.
It's the old logo.
I like it.
I like when they use the old one.
But it's not like the same.
Okay,
logo.
Actually, I don't dislike the Panthers jersey. I just think there was a lot of potential.
Yeah,
there that
I
was
agree.
Missed on.
And that's why I waited to get the Centennial jersey because I was like, what are they gonna do for the Winter Classic?
Oh,
but this
I don't
is worse.
Value money enough.
Oh,
I
like for the Rangers?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I,
no, their
I
Centennial's
like,
way better than the
totally.
Centennial's clean.
But that's because this is forced to be a road uniform, though.
I
guess. That's why it's tough because like the Centennial uniform is a home uniform. So it gets to be blue. This one has to be white, or it looks like it.
It's like cream.
If that's
off white,
yeah, that's probably going to look
like
a lot
it.
Better.
I think it looks really plain. I also think that I don't understand the
yeah.
Rangers shield, right? The Rangers shield was on the third jersey.
I supported putting the shield on the front. I didn't support putting the Big Apple logo on the front.
No, I know. I know.
So dumb.
It did look so dumb. But I'm like, is there? Why do I not remember like another jersey having the Rangers shield on it besides the third jersey?
Like the Winter Classic jersey a couple years ago?
That one's the old one.
Yeah.
But I just mean like the Rangers
logo.
Oh,
I thought you meant like put, because I saw people saying put the logo that's on the pants on the
jersey. I could see that too. That would be good. That would fit the vibes. I'm just saying like in general, I just think it's weird that like.
Yeah, our logo is
like the logo is never
yeah.
on the jersey.
It's like the like original six, like that was our first logo.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
so we
and I do like it.
Time.
I was just thinking
yeah.
like.
No, I mean, that's a good idea. Maybe you should go into marketing.
That would be it. That would be. You know what? That would be a cool alternate, but I think it would also look really weird.
Well,
on first watch, like
the Rangers.
You know, the Devils have always had
yeah.
like that their team logo on the front of the jersey. If it was like Devils Rangers and you were just watching a logo fight, it would just be
yeah.
like,
I just think like the Rangers logo
no,
is
but
just
like
too
this.
Square.
No, I agree, and that's why I think that this
but
looks
I liked
kind of.
I
like,
liked those jerseys.
Like,
to be
they
honest
did
with
this,
you.
Tucker. Yeah. They did this, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And
I remember
I feel
that
like
one.
It like people did think it looked weird.
For the audio listeners, love you to death. It was the navy
jersey
with the
jersey
from last year with it was full navy with the like the normal Rangers logo, the crest
yes.
on the front.
So should I get Cooley or JT Miller?
Cooley, get Cooley.
Well, okay. What
okay.
if
Emma, you think?
What if
think,
he's not?
Which one?
What if it's not available at the MSG?
Think about
store?
It this way: you chose Miller over Cooley on
exactly,
Sunday,
and you
choose
regret
Cooley
it.
Over Miller now.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
But I have two Will Cooley. I have so
and
much
Will
Cooley.
If Kreider
really
was on the team, I would have
jersey.
Like I would.
I feel
buy
like
a Kreider
it's not
jersey.
That I want a JT Miller jersey. It's just the fact that I have Igor, Fox, Panarin, Cooley. Well, I have Kreider, Kapo Kako, shout out Lafreniere. Like I have.
How do you
like,
have money for this?
What? That's all I asked for Christmas. I also do have
my
a job.
Christmas gift is the Winter Classic.
Like. Yeah. Well, my birthday and Christmas are, like, right next to each other. And it's good, too, because, like, my brother has a job, and so I'll put, like, I don't put much on my wish list. Like, it's a jersey and, like, golf club head covers. But, like, he's, like, the cheapest thing I have on my wish list is the jersey. So he's like, fine, I'll get you the jersey.
All right.
Well, and the golf club head covers, but I don't know if I'm going to get those. We'll see. I'll let you know in a week.
All right. Thank you.
But how do I have so many? That's good. I'm just bad at saving my money. I don't know. I throw everything into the S&P and hope for the best.
Yeah. I have one jersey. Actually, I have two. I have one Kreider jersey I actually stole from my brother. Yeah. And then I have a McDonough jersey that I thrifted for $25.
So are we just doing Rangers jerseys, or are we just doing everyone's jerseys?
Oh,
I also have a Dylan Gunther signed jersey and a Kent Johnson Team Canada signed jersey.
Oh, is
Dylan
it Gunther
Arizona Coyotes jersey.
What?
Why do you have that?
The old one, the white one.
With, like, the red Coyote logo? I actually like that
one.
It's
clean. It's really clean.
I like their old
like,
ones.
The desert, like wrapped around, like, the logo.
Emma, do you have a jersey?
I don't know.
I was just going to say,
because they do,
guys,
they both
I'm
rip
asking
theirs, so.
For my first hockey jersey for Christmas this year.
No way.
But I... This Chikrin? Is the problem.
Random.
It's got to
I
be. It's gotta
want
be.
It to be Chikrin so bad,
wow.
And I'm
Wait,
so happy
you
remembered
like
that.
Like her coolie.
That's awesome.
He's my coolie.
He's on my fantasy team.
I love
this year.
That
he's
man.
The goat in
Jacob
fantasy.
Chikrin?
He's on my fantasy team too. I picked
he's
him.
He's been on my fantasy team for 2 years in the same
think
league.
I opened that
love
app.
Him. but I'm like Grace keeps right. telling me to get Ovechkin.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're gonna get Ovi.
She tells me to get Ovechkin because she's like,
no,
Emma,
he's gonna
be gone soon, and then you're like,
that's
you
why
need
I bought
Kreider
last year because I was like the sentimental value.
So, but Grace hinted that for my birthday she's gonna buy me a Chikrin jersey. So I'm thinking about asking for Ovechkin.
Yeah.
And then,
ooh,
you know.
that could be good just to have the Ovechkin jersey for once he retires.
Exactly.
So yeah,
exactly.
And Tucker?
I actually got my honest first hockey jersey last Christmas, funnily enough, because I didn't have I just didn't have one yet. Not really sure why. I think it was because I was mainly like a baseball kid growing up, and then like kind of came to football, then basketball, and then came back to hockey pretty much last.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the last one where I just didn't have a jersey yet. But so of course the Devil's jersey, but it's kind of. For me, it's kind of my coolie.
Is it Jesper Bratt?
Yes.
Okay.
Jesper Bratt's the best player
like,
in the NHL.
That's like low-key a safer pick than coolie. Like, I really...
Oh, in terms of like, is he going to get traded? Yeah.
I bought the Will Cooley jersey the day that, I think it was Larry Brooks that announced he made the team. On like October 20-something.
That's cool. You
I
see,
bought it the
it,
day
that
of
is cool.
to the point where
it's
I went
cool
to the NHL store
have, like,
and they had to
story
call
attached to
and
it.
Be like, are we allowed to make a Will Cooley jersey? Because there's someone here asking for a Will Cooley jersey. But my thing was, he made the team like a couple days before opening night. I was going to opening night. I wanted to wear the Cooley jersey to opening night. And I wore it to opening night. And everyone was like, how do you already have a Cooley jersey? And I was just like, I don't know, man. Like, you're not locked in. I'm locked in.
Just cooler than
I also have a Brett Howden and Brendan Smith jersey. Shout out.
What?
Pause. I now have a problem. I just remembered Grace is actually not getting me a Chikrin jersey. She's getting me a Leonard jersey because my last name is Leonardi.
Oh, I don't like Ryan Leonard.
Really?
See, He
annoyed
so
me in the World Juniors a couple years ago.
Did you see the video of
Cry
him
about it.
And who
I
was
did.
It? There's a video of him and like another player holding hands when like a big fight broke out,
and it's
one of my favorite.
Oh yeah,
Caps
that was
videos.
Kind of funny.
I love that video. But anyway, so now I have a problem. Well, it's fine.
Then you could probably still. I'd probably say.
I like the niche jerseys, but I feel like you gotta get an OV jersey.
Yeah, I feel like you have to
you
get
think,
an OV jersey.
Like, if you could think about this, like, are Ovechkin jerseys ever going to get cheaper? Probably not.
No.
Are Chikrin jerseys going to get cheaper? Maybe.
You can also ask for Ovechkin this year and like Chikrin
yeah,
next
exactly.
year.
I could also buy the Chikrin one with my own money.
That's what
and
I'm saying.
Ask for,
oh
yeah.
Because if Ovechkin's going to be more expensive, ask for the Ovechkin buy Chikrin.
Cool
yeah.
Hockey is where I
Easy
get all
money.
My jerseys on sale. And it's legit jerseys. It's legit jerseys, and they run like promotions all the time. So like, I have
now
a whole
I wish
closet
we reached
jerseys,
out to them
but a lot of
them,
like my Panarin, my Kreider, my Lafreniere. I don't think I paid. I think I paid like $175, and they're Adidas. It was when Adidas was still a thing. They were hand stitched Adidas and like real.
Oh wow, those ones are that's Kreider one I have.
Yeah,
so much better.
Yeah, so you just don't buy them from like the MSG team store because that's where it's expensive.
Okay.
But that's where I'm going to be buying it from.
That's actually where I bought my RJ Barrett Knicks jersey.
Oh,
it's
I also
from
have
the
a
MSG
Jacob
store.
Trouba jersey.
I found it. Okay, sorry.
The Winter Classic jersey.
All right,
Stadium Series. talked about jerseys.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, back to our regularly scheduled programming. The Rangers, you know, our favorite team who lost last night to Vegas 3-2. I can't lie, I didn't watch that much of this game.
Yeah,
they had 11 shots going into the third period, and I just, like, I don't even know. I don't even know what's happening with them anymore, because it's like they just look so uninterested. And, like, even last night they were on the road and they were supposed to, like, win road games, you know. Now they're 9-2-0 on the road, 1-7-1 at home, which is horrific. All of those fans are paying to be in those seats, and you're 1-7-1 at home. And I thought that the game against Nashville, when they won at home, it was going to, like, open the floodgates, and then they lost the other day at home anyway. Like, what? Like, Lydia, help.
Two defensemen scored?
Help.
For the Golden Knights?
Yeah, it was who?
I don't know who
Hutton
it was.
And
yeah, Ben Hutton and Shea Theodore.
Both on the, one of the two power play goals. So, okay, let's start with the game on Sunday, the Red Wings game.
And I thought the Rangers special teams was, like, okay.
The Rangers' special teams this year hasn't been very good. It's been taken over by Quinn.
Oh.
And hasn't been great.
It's been better, though. They scored, like, three goals in three straight games. Three power play goals in three straight games.
Yeah, the power play has been better.
Is the PK just not it?
But the PK, well, the PK was, like, at the first, even though they weren't winning at home, like, the first, like, four games at home, they didn't allow a PK goal. Or, yeah, penalty.
Yeah.
A power play goal.
Power play goal against.
Yes.
And I remember they posted something on the video board saying, like, Rangers have not allowed power play goal in four games at MSG. I think it was against the Sharks. Instantly, power play goal. And I'm
The Sharks, like, do that to everybody.
But this is
wholeheartedly
believe in, like, the announcer curse, the whatever curse. Like, jinxes are real, people. Anyways, back to the Sunday game. So, yeah, they get the win Saturday in Columbus. Not the best game, but that was, like, a very good game in the sense that Columbus is, like, one of, offensively, I think, produces the most shots on goal and, like, high-danger chances in the league right now just because of the pace they play with. So that was a challenge going into the game for the Rangers. Can they slow down Columbus's pace? They did, and that's why it was such a close game. And you know what? If you can win those close games in OT and a shootout, so be it. Mm-hmm. I'm happy. The thing is, both teams, the Red Wings were also on a back-to-back, but the Rangers had to fly back from Columbus, where the Red Wings just drove down from Buffalo.
But the Red Wings had, like, blown that 4-1 lead and lost to Buffalo.
Yeah, so, but I'm saying, like in terms of travel time, like, the Red Wings probably got to New York before the Rangers did, because the Rangers had to fly, and they went to OT. So I really boiled the loss to Detroit down to, they just didn't have the energy.
And what
Detroit
I'm saying
had.
Is that, like, Detroit wanted the win because of the loss the night before.
Yeah, oh, okay, yeah, I would agree with that. I just think, like, the Rangers, like, to me, like, you can always ask the questions, like, oh, what did you think about the effort? Because there's a back-to-back, and they'll always say, like, if you lose, like, it's unacceptable. But, like, the reality is, well, there's a couple things that are going on this season. It's with the Olympics, like, they are playing, they're still playing 82 games.
Yeah,
and
but it's
they
a
have
lot
three weeks
right
off.
Now.
I mean, like, shout out the Olympics, like, thanks for, like, giving me a job, but, like,
no, but it seems like the schedule is really, like, mm-hmm. it's kind of strangling
teams
February, at this,
like,
part of the season.
February 6th to 22nd, completely
I
off.
I think the Devils are
so it's
playing,
a very condensed season.
I think they're
season.
Playing 11 games in the next 19 days or something like that, and they're, like, they had a
That's
some crazy.
Crazy
section like that right at the start of the season, too. They played, like, their first 8 games, I think, in, like, 12
yeah.
days.
Yeah, and I think you're, like, looking at the schedule or the standings, and you're like, how are we 20 games in? Like, it's only November. Mm-hmm.
But, no,
like, but nobody's taking
flying.
Yeah, nobody's taking into account the fact that there's a 3-week chunk where there will be no NHL hockey. And so I think that's, like,
And that's probably why the, like, everyone is so close in the standings.
Yeah, I think even I think
that's
it was
because
JT
of the
Miller.
Overtimes. It seems like every single game this year is going to overtime or a shootout.
Yeah.
The Devils went to, like, 3 or 4
every
OTs
time
in
I'm
row.
At the Islanders, they go to a shootout or the overtime.
Yeah, it's just, like, that's the thing. Like, these teams are just, like this. We'll see how this season pans out. But I think, like, players already are, like, completely burnt out. And, mm-hmm. like, I don't – it's not that I don't blame them. Like, there's really nothing you could do. But I think that was the loss Sunday.
Well,
Vegas is not a bad team. Like, they have one of the best – I think they have the best power play in the league. And that was the thing, stay out of the box. Igor let up a soft one soft goal, but he did make a really good save. You want to see the effort there a little bit more, but I don't think I think last night was one of those characteristic road games that you try and steal a point out of, because that's what the Rangers have been doing. They've been playing road games and stealing points. It's not going to be sustainable, so that's why you have to look to start getting home wins.
The game against Detroit, though, the shots were 42-19. So Quick had 40 saves.
He had four. He was 42.
That's so depressing.
Seriously,
if you're Jonathan Quick,
he's 40 years old, and his team is putting up 19 shots in front of him. Yeah,
years he's been around.
Oh my gosh, and like Panarin is the point leader on this team with 19 points in 21 games.
Does Cooley lead the game goals?
He has six. Yeah, he does lead. Oh no, Mika has seven.
Screw you, Mika.
Unbelievable.
But Mika,
how did he manage that?
Mika's a minus -9.
Because Mika sucks.
That's a team worst. Yeah. That's the team worst minus -9 for Mika. And then in the top one.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. I remember last year on one of these podcasts, Nick Palmer was like absolutely just like dogging on Noah Dobson. And then he's like, wait, I'm a beat reporter. I can't be saying that. I was like, man, the things I've said about my players.
Dude, it's
like,
too late.
We've hit the point of no return.
In the top six point scorers on the Rangers, everyone is in the negatives on the plus -minus except for Fox, and he's plus +1.
I do think that's because they're penalty killers.
Does a penalty count for plus -minus?
Yeah, like if a goal is given up on the PK.
I didn't think it was.
I thought it was
strength.
No, I think it's all of it.
And then my other issue. Okay, I don't like JT Miller as captain. I'm sorry. I don't like him as captain. When he was named captain, and I think it should have been Trocheck, and I still think it should have been Trocheck.
No, Trocheck is not the leader in that. It's JT.
I mean. But, like, I'm not seeing anything from JT right now.
Yeah, but not always does the best player have to be the captain.
He looks bored. He looks like he's not, I'm not getting any captain vibes from him.
No, I think JT, like, is the right captain for the team. And I think he's definitely playing poorly.
Do you think he's injured?
I do think he's injured. I think he's playing injured. But I just don't think, like in terms of in the locker room and the things that JT has to say and, like, what Sullivan says about JT, like, I definitely think that he's a presence in the room. It's just with a locker room that was so bad last year and isn't as bad this year, like, it's tough being in Miller's position. But, like, I don't think if you're going to pick, like, say Trocheck instead, the only person who you can maybe make an argument is Adam Fox. But Adam Fox is more of a lead-by-example guy. Where he's, like, not going to, like, you know, yell at his teammates. Like, Miller will yell at his teammates in, like, a good
way. I would
way.
Agree with the captain doesn't need to be the leading point scorer. Okay, I get that. But he's also, he's JT Miller. And if he's injured, he's injured. But he has 7 even strength points this season.
Yeah, I mean, he said last night, like, the production hasn't been there, but.
So, what's the issue?
Pucks aren't going to the net for him, you know?
That's play hockey.
Yeah, I mean, it happens and. And he was very elaborate post-game. I forget what, like, the quote from Molly Walker, and I think Colin Stevenson posted it, but, like, it was very long, like, what JT has to say, like, about how it's tough, like, his, you know, the puck isn't going to the net, but he's trying to get frustrated for his teammates and stuff like that. Like, but, like, look, it is, you have to back up for a second. Like, it is only 20 games in. There's 82 games in the season. Anything, like, the Islanders don't get competitive until the last 20 games of the season.
I would argue
year.
The Islanders are more competitive than
they
the Rangers right
are.
Now.
Right now. Yeah. But they always, like, have that midseason fall off, and then they make it really close in the last, like, 20 games and, like, somehow sneak in or, like, just fall out. Like, I'm talking historically.
So, like, who remembers when every media outlet under the sun decided that the Islanders were a bottom three team in the NHL coming in week one.
Yeah, I think I think there's gonna be
that was
like
outlandish.
I think there's gonna be regression to the mean. Look, if you look at the standings right now, like, it is just all over the place. But I'm talking about, like, the last few years when, like, the games that really matter is, like, if you can make a run in the last 20 games, no matter how, like, out of it you are, because in the NHL a lot of teams are never that out of it. You can make a run. The Rangers had so many opportunities last season to make a run. They just could never string more than one win here, one win there together. But as long as they just stay at 500 right now and make a run in the last 30 games of the season, I think they're in fine shape.
I would agree with that, but also, like, everyone is healthy now. Like, Trocheck is back. They're 30th in goals per game, and they have 2.5 goals per game, and then 2.48 goals for per game, and then 2.48 goals against per game, which, like, that's good. That's fourth in the NHL. Their defense is carrying them.
Yeah.
And their goaltending.
But that's Mike Sullivan in a nutshell. Like,
no, I know.
Sullivan's, like, loves those one-goal games. He loves defensive structure. Like, it's not the most interesting hockey. It's like the Ottawa Senators of, like, 2017. Like, it's clogged the neutral zone. It's and then hopefully Erik Karlsson or Mark Stone puts one in. Like, that's just the system that Sullivan
but
wants
I'm
to play
just
with.
Saying,
We've
I,
just never seen
I,
anything like this before.
I would
fans.
Like more from Panarin
well,
and
course,
more from Cooley
course.
And Mika. And
I don't know. Cooley's pulling his weight. He's a career third liner and he's, like, laying the team.
I mean, sure. Yeah. Sure. I am not happy with where the Rangers are right now. That's
yeah.
That's my take.
Just it's gonna come.
By
and
nature,
go.
That means I'm very happy with where they are.
But
how
no.
do you how do you feel about how the Rangers are doing, Emma?
What are they 9-9, 9-8?
Hey, I'm happy they got a win at home finally. I know we were talking about this last week. Yeah. You know, normally I am
10-9-2.
I'm not.
That's not bad.
I'm not the biggest Rangers fan, obviously. But I feel like out of the like
everyone's over 500. Wow.
The like New York area teams, I feel like they've always been last on my list. Like it's always
Ooh.
Been Islanders, Devils, Rangers.
Bang.
But
Devils are not even.
But
New York
now,
team.
All
exactly.
I needed to
what?
Hear.
It's
but now, it's like I love an underdog, and so like something, and not saying that they're an underdog in the slightest, but like out of the three of them right now, I'm like. I gotta like, you know.
Leah, you can get.
I gotta
from,
hope for them.
You can get from New York Penn Station, which is right underneath Madison
no,
Square Garden, mind
New
you.
Go,
you can get from New York Penn Station to Newark Penn
bridge,
Station in literally 20 minutes on a train.
And I'm staring at a.
And you're gonna
wall?
Tell me it's not
I'm
in the
staring
city?
At a, I'm staring at a window.
It's not in the
that
city.
I can't even
it's
see
in a different
of.
State.
It's in Newark, but
New Jersey.
Okay,
it's the New York metro area. Newark's a. It's like.
Did
it,
you ever see that
Newark's
video?
Newark's a satellite
city.
Wait, did you ever see that video of the guy like with he had a pen and paper petitioning, he was like to put a mirror up along the Hudson River so that we don't have to see New Jersey and reflects New York. Like that's me. Like,
see, let me clarify my.
I will definitely move to New Jersey one day. That being said, anyway.
Shout
what?
Out.
Let me clarify my statement.
It's a lovely
guys,
state.
Guys, my family just moved to New Jersey like 2 days ago. Fun
oh,
wait, really?
Come on
I
down.
I feel like of the suburbs, like Jersey is the best because like Westchester, meh. Long Island, no. Greenwich, I don't know if I'll ever have Greenwich money because you got to be like generational wealth and an investment banker, which I can't even keep my eyes open in a 9-to-5. So who's to say I can be an investment banker? So I feel like Jersey's like the perfect, like it has the shore, it has lakes.
It's great, yeah. It has lakes, has forests.
It's not far from the Hudson Valley, and I like the Hudson Valley.
There's mountains you could climb in the foothills of the Appalachians.
Yeah, like I feel like Jersey, I hate on Jersey too much, and I'll never admit it, other than you, Tucker, to people from Jersey, because I just like to like poke the bear with Jersey people, because they're like offended so easily.
Oh, yeah, no, we love our state. Please
oh
don't talk
God.
Bad about her.
Yeah.
They are, yeah, my other roommate, Leah, is from Jersey, and she's like, always like, I'll always like talk bad about Jersey.
They will
and
go
she's
to
like,
war
Emma.
For that state.
She's like, Emma, be careful.
I'll die,
like,
I'll die
careful.
For my country, New
I've
Jersey.
I've done so much Jersey hating in the past few weeks. You guys don't even know. Because
yeah.
I'm so mad that my family moved out of the city.
They're just
oh,
chirping
okay,
them.
Well, if they move to the
no.
city.
It's,
yeah.
it's just like, the only reason I feel like it gets hate is because it's like, it's not New York, it's New Jersey.
It,
that's
exactly
like,
why it gets hate.
It's like
the
same
little
thing.
Brother.
It is the little brother. The little but brother. Like...
Yeah.
Like,
you're the armpit of America.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't even need to
yeah.
go to New York necessarily. I could just kick it down to Philly.
I feel
but
like
at the
I
same
had this
time,
argument
what am I even
on
talking
this podcast
about?
With
like,
you and James last year.
You're probably. Saying you would rather go to Philly
no,
than New
like,
York.
No, that's what I was just, what I was just saying is you can
Pause.
Kick it down to Philly, but also what am
but
I saying?
Would you
why
do
would
that?
You do
that?
But think about you still have to leave New Jersey. Like you're still looking to leave New Jersey.
Occasionally. I'm not always looking to leave New Jersey. You know, like a lot of the times I stop in Newark for the Devils. Of course, that's the only thing you could stop for it in Newark. The airport, but like, I don't know. Newark airport gets really crowded. Sometimes we just defer
really
to LaGuardia,
like twice, yeah.
which is, again, we're going to New York.
Okay, getting back to hockey.
Yeah, that was, we could probably transition to the Devils through that.
Well, I was going to transition to the Islanders.
Or go to the Isles, either way.
Because I was going to say that you said that the Rangers were the underdog and excited about the Rangers being the underdog, even though I would argue that well,
No. I'm not excited about them. No, but it gives me like
we're not the underdog.
No.
We're
so
just,
yeah.
Like,
so that's
underdog.
Why I feel hopeful about the Islanders, and I feel like they are an exciting team right now to me because of the fact that we didn't think that they were going to be very good. The media
yeah.
didn't think they were going to be very good, and they are they're overperforming. They beat Dallas last night. They're on a 7-game. Road trip right now, and they've won 5 out of their 6 so far. The only loss was to Colorado, which, as we said, they're pretty much unstoppable, so not too much to complain about.
That was a goal, by the way, last night.
I didn't
that was not
see
goaltender
it.
Interference.
Wait, no, it was goaltender
that
interference.
That was, well, it was called goaltender interference, but I forget, the Dallas player was pushed into David Riddick.
Well, it doesn't matter because they won 3-2. So,
well, they did win, but
they currently occupy the first wild card spot with 24 points. They're only 3 points behind Carolina, who's first in the Metro. You said that there was no room for the Islanders to, and
I still believe that.
And obviously,
like,
we're 20
don't
games
think
in.
Their play is sustainable.
But, well, I feel like they're getting the points from. Schaefer has been amazing, obviously.
Yeah. Oh my god! Yeah.
And
but
then
I mean, Horvat's
Horvat
been good
has
too,
been good.
Like,
Barzal has been good, and then Heinemann has been exceptional for them too. I feel like every game it's either Horvat or Heinemann scoring or both. Yeah. Heinemann has 9 goals, and it's.
I don't think come like postseason the Islanders will be in the mix.
I would argue that I could see them getting.
At the rate we're going right now, the Islanders are making it, and the Rangers are maybe going to whiff it.
Well, at this point last year, the Rangers were, like, healthily in the playoffs.
I know, but, like.
True.
I just don't see. I don't see this Islanders team going away anytime soon. Unless they wind up injured, there's, like, no reason for them to stop playing the way that they are.
I would say that I could see them getting in.
Regression
I just don't
mean.
Know.
Your
I
guys'
just...
lack of statistics is yeah. hurting my brain.
I literally just gave you so many statistics.
Kyle Palmieri's 34 years old and he has 16 points this year.
I don't know.
He scored a shorthanded goal last night. They lead the league in shorthanded goals with 5.
Like, as Grace McCarron always says, like, I just don't see it. Like, I don't see them sticking around. Like,
I feel like I could
like,
see them
just...
getting into the playoffs. I just don't know how competitive they would be against the teams that they would be up against.
I think we're just teams are going to start pulling ahead, but
yeah.
It's just we're not
but
at that
as
point
of
yet.
Right now, I think that it's been a really fun team to watch. They've been really strong defensively especially against these teams that are very high performing offensively. And then last night, this whole Rantanen drama.
Mayfield also tripped Rantanen.
Well, no.
Patrick Waugh's a baby. No, he, like, very clearly
Patrick Waugh was so mad.
If you think Chris Kreider wasn't tripped, then you should think that Rantanen wasn't tripped. Because
you're talking about, like,
play.
On the actual, like, when he pushes Romanov?
Yeah, he was tripped. Like Mayfield's stick was in
his legs.
I don't think... He fell, and, like it wasn't, like, a...
Yeah, I don't think it was intentional. And
no,
I don't
it wasn't
think
intentional.
I like Waugh's
that's why there was no
reaction,
further,
though,
further because, supplement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Supplementary
but I do
discipline.
Feel like Rantanen is always kind of in the middle of these things. Like, he's gotten a bit of an unappealing persona the last few years, I feel. Like,
really?
Not... I don't know. It's just, like, all the drama with Carolina and how he, like...
Yeah,
he wanted so much money from the Avs. Like,
I felt worse for Rantanen in that situation than the organizations. Yeah, because, like, first of all, Colorado.
He did not want to leave
why
Colorado.
Why on earth did they let him go?
Yeah,
he didn't want to leave.
They just signed Marty Natchez,
yeah.
right? For, like,
yeah, they signed
more.
Marty Natchez, and then we're like, see ya, buddy.
Yeah.
To Mika Rantanen, who is filthy. Like, how do you let him walk
one
for Marty
one of the always
like,
most underrated players.
Natchez is still playing, like, fairly well mm-hmm. for Colorado. So
he's
they
not Mika,
they can
though.
They're, like, resting on their laurels. No, he's not Rantanen. He goes to Carolina. You pretty much figure that you can plug and place this guy anywhere because that's how good he is. But, like, the problem in Carolina, I don't even think it was either... I don't think it was Rantanen's or Carolina's fault. Carolina's just already loaded with talent. They didn't have enough
room.
They
didn't have a place for him.
They didn't have room to fit him into how they operated. So eventually that fell through too. But then he found his home in Dallas. So, like, I felt way worse for Rantanen because right after getting, like, ripped from the place where you, like, pretty much developed in your NHL career to this point, ripped from Colorado, sent to Carolina, and then you can't even, like, you can't figure out how to fit in on your first new team in several years.
Yeah.
And he just gets bounced again before the deadline. Didn't they trade him to Carolina, like, right before, like, kind of right before the deadline, too?
Yeah,
so
it
was, like, he only
fast.
Spent, like, a couple of weeks in Carolina.
In the, like, Face Off Amazon show, Seth Jarvis's episode, he talked about how Rantanen didn't really, he just, like, didn't seem happy. And Jarvis was kind of like, this is really unfortunate. And, like, Rantanen didn't extend himself, really, like, at, like, to acquainted with the team.
I think he was in such like shock from the whole Colorado thing. Like, he never wanted to leave. That's the thing.
I also think it was poetic justice.
Well, also
the game
Carolina,
seven.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Carolina very much has like a problem keeping like big name free agents.
Oh yes,
Jake Guentzel. Like,
where is Jake Guentzel now?
Tampa.
Yeah,
okay,
Tampa.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Okay.
Vinny Trocheck.
Well, they're like, again, Carolina is a team that's very kind of married to their core and the way they like it. So like Guentzel, they brought in I think 2 years ago, 3 years ago,
at the deadline,
from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It was a deadline move.
It was two years ago because they played against the Rangers.
Yeah, so 2 years ago they brought in Guentzel from Pittsburgh when they did like a mini fire sale around Crosby, but then he's already gone.
But
like a couple years
me,
later,
Guentzel's
look at Rantanen is kind of the same thing that happened, but on a very shorter time span.
I think they had the money for one of those players,
and it's not that they don't have the money. It's
I
that
just
their
don't think
core
people wanna stay.
Yeah, well, their core is so like at home in Carolina, and I don't think they really let other players into the fold, especially not like superstars.
It just confuses me though with that because they don't have any superstars. Like,
well, that's
yeah,
that's
they
their
have a
thing.
Bunch
it's
of, like okay, players.
It's death by a thousand paper cuts.
Yes, yeah,
that's their whole team organization. Like, believe me, I know. I watched the Devils die by a thousand paper cuts against the Hurricanes last year.
Well,
it's real. It's how they operate.
You know who sustained more than a paper cut this past Friday? Your beloved Jack Hughes.
Oh boy.
It's like he cannot
it's
stay
actually
healthy.
I was so I'm looking to get an apartment for next year off campus, and I was
plastic cups only.
I was touring to this apartment, and I get an alert on my phone, and it's like Jack Hughes needing surgery after a fluke accident at dinner, and I'm like, a dinner injury? What are you talking about?
Frank the Tank.
No, all of it is too funny, and it's just like the fact that it happened to the Devils too makes it even better, and like, it's so funny. And then they didn't. I think what did they end up saying happened? That he cut himself on glass.
Yeah,
to be honest, I think like it was something like
the official final report was that he like his hand landed on a glass, it shattered, he cut his finger. Deep enough to require immediate surgery or surgery.
Why
as soon
can't we
as
just know the story? It's probably just really embarrassing, to be honest.
Yeah, that's probably why we don't know. Yeah. Which is why, like, half
have
of
you ever
the
seen
theories
him,
the,
like,
are that
he's playing he was playing the knife.
Yes,
game?
Yeah,
because
I mean,
they didn't
that.
Say what happened first. So it was like, is he playing the knife game?
No,
is
and then there were like
someone else having
multiple,
to cut his steak?
Multiple members of Devils Media had like different sources with the team who like told them seven different things about what happened that day. I'm sure, like. Why has no one asked Frank the Tank yet? Yeah. Why has nobody asked him? He was
the
there.
Devils are first.
He was there. Well, that's exactly, it would just devolve into that. It is so bad. On social media, I'm seeing people post, like, these are real posts, by the way. These are not jokes. They're, like, posting, like, these old stories about how when they originally were building the Prudential Center in 2005.
Oh, yes, I saw that.
They dug up the foundation, and it was, like, an old Presbyterian cemetery from, like, the original founders of Newark. Apparently, there were two mummies. 150-year-old mummies underneath the stadium as well, which is like, what are you supposed to even do at that point? They're not leaving.
Well,
they're not moving out.
It's interesting, though, because this season it hasn't just been the Devils. Like, there's been, like, weird injuries. It feels like every team, like, Austin Matthews is out right now.
Vegas getting injured early in the season, but, like,
Stone.
Not on purpose.
Mm-hmm. And then Brady Tkachuk broke his thumb early on. Lou Sorainen
and that was
is
after
now...
Matthew also missed the start of the season, so both Tkachuk brothers gone.
Lou Sorainen, like, injured himself, like, barbecuing yesterday.
That's
or
the
today.
Most recent one. And everyone's like, he was grilling a steak for Jack Hughes. Because the other story was that Jack Hughes cut himself with a steak knife. So.
Well, now it's, like, no cooking, only deli meats. Only cold cuts.
So, yeah, it feels like players are getting injured left and right, and then it's also, and for some reason now they're not even getting injured on the ice. It's just like extracurricular activities, like easy things like dinner.
Well, the Devils just cannot seem to catch a break whatsoever when it comes to the injury bug. Jack isn't the only one. The Devils just had Connor Brown come back from an extended absence. They just had Dougie Hamilton work his way back, and now Hamilton and Markstrom neither of them were seen at morning skate today, so there's even more concern about those two. Brendan Dillon just came back from a minor injury. Cody Glass is now on the IR again. He was placed there on Monday with an upper body injury after he came back from another injury. Brett Pesce back to the injured reserve again. Upper body injury from taking a puck upstairs, and now he's going to be out for a month. The Jack Hughes thing. Apparently Zach McEwen is now on the injured reserve, which I didn't know about until just now.
Wow.
Like, this team is really, really banged up, but it's weird because they're not all happening at the same time. So, like, most of the team is healthy enough that they can still be 13-5-1 and the best team in the Metro. They're tied with the Hurricanes in points at the moment, but I would still consider them, like, that's tough because they lost their only game to the Canes so far this year. But I think if they got if the Devils got a game against Carolina at home, like, tomorrow, I think they would win.
I just, how do you see them playing now that they don't have Jack Hughes?
Well, it's already gotten kind of interesting. Jack, I think, played the Blackhawks game in Chicago. They went out to dinner after that game. By the way, that game was ridiculous. Hat trick from Simo Nemitz. And I think the OT winner was his third. Ballistic game out of him. He's having a breakout year. People wanted him traded last season. So I want to make sure all those people know what kind of a mistake they made. But yeah, before Jack Hughes went down, the Devils were like kind of rolling. They had only like their longest losing streak was 2 in a row. They started the season blisteringly hot. But then over their last 10, they're like almost even. I think they're like 5-4-1. 5-4-1 sounds about right. They beat Montreal in overtime at home, which was a fun one. Beat Pittsburgh in a shootout at home, which was also a pretty fun one. They lost that OT game to the Islanders, which was a really tough loss. Simo Nemitz, 4 seconds to go, nets it. That was pretty ridiculous.
I actually wanted to. I was like all ready. Like I was like I had everything written out, and I was so
like ready to leave.
I was so ready to leave. I was so ready to go to the locker room. And then like the feed is delayed when we were downstairs, and obviously we hear everyone at Prudential like starts like you know celebrating the goal, and we're like, oh my god, they just tied it up. So annoying. But thankfully the Islanders won anyway.
Yeah. So yeah, then they lose to the Islanders, beat the Blackhawks, beat the Caps in a shootout. That was a really tough game. The Capitals really make things so difficult on literally everybody. Logan Thompson might be the GOAT. He is so insane.
That's okay. brief side note back to our jersey conversation. I've also thought about getting a jersey for him because I love that man, and I've been his day one supporter even when people hated him. Like people used to really not like him and like be scared when he was the goalie. Wasn't
your other goalie Charlie. Was Lindgren the whole time.
Yeah.
So like looking between the two of them, it's like
yeah, but like that's my man. Anyway. That game was a lot for me. I was like, okay. It gave me so much whiplash because I was like, okay, and we're losing to the Devils. And okay. We're definitely losing. Oh, and maybe we're winning. Oh, nope, we're losing. It was like just so whiplash. But we did, like, I was happy to see that we made it like more difficult on you guys than originally I thought in like the first period. I was like, okay.
I mean, it was a road game too for the Devils. So,
yeah.
Like, New Jersey hasn't been as good. Like, 2-3 years ago, the Devils were complete road dogs. They kind of acted like how the Rangers are acting this season.
Yeah.
But they couldn't win to save their lives at home. Now they haven't lost yet. Now they've lost once
they lost
in overtime at home, but they haven't lost in regulation at home yet, which means the fans are getting a show pretty much every night.
Yeah.
Wish that was the Rangers.
Last night was the first like major setback that I think. This Devils team is experienced. I mean, they got torched by Colorado earlier this year, lost by 3 goals to San Jose, lost by 3 goals
to
Anaheim.
Did Colorado score 9 on them?
8.
Okay.
The Devils got scored. The 8 goals scored against the Devils on Frozen Frenzy night. So with as many people watching as humanly possible.
And they kept Markstrom in the whole game, didn't they?
I think so. Yeah.
That's horrible.
Maybe. They must have. I don't know.
I think that they did.
You know what? Fine, because he needs to learn to not let goals in.
Yeah, he
the more goals he
feel
like the more goals he feels goes in the back of the net, the worse he'll feel about it, and the better he will get at being a goalie. Mm-hmm. When Jake Allen is the fourth or fifth best goaltender in the entire league, by save percentage on the same team as Jacob Markstrom, we have a problem, yeah. But it's not a bad one. either way, the Devils lost 5-1 to Tampa Bay last night, and it was their first, like, large loss to an Eastern Conference team since the first game of the year against Carolina. So it was a bit of a shock to the system to get beat that bad, especially now that Hughes is out and they're looking down the barrel of, like, probably the next month, maybe 2 months, with no Jack Hughes. Their next game's against Florida tomorrow night. So it's not getting any easier.
Yeah. I feel like that could go either way, though. Florida's been sort of inconsistent. Yeah.
Well, if Allen plays, like, if they can just ride Jake Allen being an excellent goaltender this season as far as they can,
yeah.
Like, maybe a little over 500 with Jack out is probably where they need to be. 500 might do it, but I feel like if you slip for too long like that, the rest of the team isn't going to be able to wake back up once you get healthy again and have to get going. Hughes is still, like, he's leading the team in points by 2, and he hasn't played for 2 games. He was going so, so insane. But shout out Dawson Mercer, who's actually finally doing something for the first time, maybe in his career. He's the third leading scorer in terms of points on the Devils, and he really hasn't made that many mistakes this year. I don't know if any of you guys saw, like, a week and a half ago when Timo Meier flicked a puck, like, the length of the ice to the blue line, and Mercer caught it on his stick.
That's tough.
And, like, lacrossed it down to the ice. It was ridiculous. Best hands I've seen on a sheet of ice, but
they never
still.
You never see me play.
Nemitz, we already talked about, he's been doing great. Luke Hughes, need to see a little bit more out of him. He's still making some weird, like, boneheaded mistakes that are probably because he wasn't there for training camp. But Grityuk has been solid, too. So, overall, I'm pretty happy with where they're at right now. They just need to tread water or a little bit better with Jack Hughes out in order to, like, position themselves well down the stretch. I think they did what they needed to do in the start of the season to prove that they're still, like, maybe a cup contender, kind of like last year, but now, like, it's November. Jack Hughes is about to miss time in December again. Yeah. Like,
hopefully it doesn't all come crumbling
down. It's
like
looking
it did
too
last
similar
year.
To
yeah.
last year, but I'm just hoping that the team is deeper this year than it was last year, which it is. I'm hoping that the depth can help a little bit, keep them afloat.
Yeah. No, I think that they're gonna be fine, but, you know, last year it didn't work out too well for them, so we'll just have to wait and see. Now, I want to quickly do one team that is exceeding expectations and one team that has been overwhelming. You don't even have to give me an explanation, just the team. For me, I'm going to say exceeding expectations has been the Ducks, and all I have to say is Chris Kreider, and yeah. And then has been underwhelming, the Oilers, and also the Leafs have been struggling.
Oh, you can't
just
take two.
Sorry, I'm sorry. But that's it. Okay. Lydia?
I was going to say the Leafs have been underwhelming because that's, like, people are wondering what's going on there. But I think definitely the Penguins have surprised me, and I'm happy for Dan Muse and that he's doing well because I thought they would be at the bottom of the Metro.
Yeah. Penguins have, what, do they have the best? They have the best power play in the league.
Yeah, something crazy like that. They're, like, 7th in the league.
34.1%.
8th in the league, yeah.
Me. So, underperforming team this year, I'm gravitating towards the Vancouver Canucks.
Okay.
Just because they have been really solid the last few years, and I'm, like, not really happy with how mid they've been to start the season. Like, losses to the Penguins, the Predators, the lowly Rangers.
Wow.
Like, lost to the Blackhawks. I mean, they've been losing to, like, pretty good teams down, like, more recently. But, like, start of the season, they were losing to some teams that are just not supposed to be good this year at all. And so, like, they're 9-10-2 right now. They should definitely be 500 or better the way that they've been built and just how good they are. But, again, it's another injury problem. Quinn Hughes has been, like, in and out of the line. Brock Besser's been in and out of the lineup the whole season. So, if they can get healthy, they won't be as underachieving as they are right now. But overachieving, how about the Boston Bruins? For literally no reason, the Boston Bruins are the second team ranked in the Atlantic right now, sandwiched between the Red Wings and the
Red
Canadiens.
Wings too. Like, where did they come from?
Yeah, no, the Bruins just unbelievable. They don't have an OT loss yet this year, which is interesting. So they're not even using loser points to get there. They're 12-9. That's just that's
so
insane.
Who even is on the Bruins right now?
Nikita Zadorov,
Swayman, and
Zadorov?
Pasta.
Yeah.
Zadorov and Pasta.
McAvoy's
Pasta has 26
hurt.
Points,
yeah,
and
McAvoy
then the next highest player is Morgan Geeky with 18.
Mason Lowry.
Pavel Zacha, Charlie McAvoy. Yeah, you said Lowry. So, like, pretty good players.
Like,
not
team
insane
that,
players.
It's the same team
it's
that it was last
basically
year.
Basically the same. Like, again, still minus Marchand because they traded him at the end of last year. So
like, how are they so good?
And they're still pretty sad about it. We saw the tribute to Marchand when the Panthers came up to Boston. But, you know, like, they don't care. They do not care about that anymore. They're just winning hockey games now. So, yeah, shout out to Boston Bruins for overachieving a little bit. Oh, how about it's Jonas Korpisalo as their backup to Swayman.
Yeah.
That's a solid goalie tandem.
And Emma?
I'm going to go real personal, so this is probably going to be less statistical and more just, like, my feelings about hockey.
Oh, of course. Love it.
So, overperforming Islanders.
Yeah.
Underperforming Caps.
Oh.
Just because I always expect better from my team.
No, I mean,
fair enough.
That's so fair.
It's so hard to live.
And honestly, the Caps are underperforming.
They are.
Compared
they
to,
are.
Compared to how they finished last year and how they were like projected to pretty much not regress this year.
Yeah. Like, why
had a,
is,
they've had a bit of a slow start.
They overachieved last year, that's why.
True. Yeah. But like now they're underachieving.
Yeah.
Because they had to match last year.
Regression to the mean. Yeah. I've been saying.
That's
well,
Lydia's
hopefully they'll regress back to the mean because they've been not great now.
Hopefully they'll regress.
Maybe
either way in regression to the mean.
Maybe when I go back for winter break and I'm going to every single home game, they'll be beautiful.
But if you look at like the Rangers are like 22nd.
No,
they
I know.
Win
I
last
know.
Night they're tied for 7th.
Everyone
like,
is so close.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
But yeah, I
guys, great, great time to be a hockey fan.
It's just because of me. When I go back for winter break and I go to every single home game, they're going to win every one of them, and it'll be beautiful.
And the exact opposite's going to happen when I go home for winter break. And
Logan Thompson, before you start rapping, Logan Thompson has a 1.85 GAA. That's the best in the league.
Yeah.
Well,
Logan Thompson might be the best.
No, LT
are still.
I love that man. I actually love that man. And it makes me so happy to see him getting his flowers.
How about those kids in Montreal? Too. We should shout them out because nobody mentioned them. How about the kids in Montreal?
They're so annoying.
They're having a fun season this year.
I mean, all of the teams that are like, because everyone's all in the mix, so it just seems like everyone is fun. Like Utah,
except for Buffalo,
Anaheim. Oh, except for Buffalo, obviously. Okay, I think that's gonna do it from us. I'm Sophia Smith, and I have been joined by Lydia Perner, Emma Leonardi, and Tucker Austin. This has been a production of WFUV Sports.